家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，群号码是9012-7292 9012-7292，欢迎您的加入。如果您已经在原来的老群主群的话，就不用再加到这个新群了，因为两个群的功能是一样的。好，今天呢我们是到了周五，周五呢要上的是雅思口语课。
Oh, nice Friday again.
And as you can hear, today our guest is Emma.
Hi, this is Emma. Nice to meet you on Merry Friday.
Today we're gonna, you know, focus on the most important or the most precious lesson.Among all the IELTS lessons.
Wow, what is that?
That's about the British accent.
A British accent? I pretend I can speak it very well.
为什么我们会在雅思课程中插入两节课来说这个 British accent 英式发音呢？因为在雅思的听力中，很多这个听力材料都是英式发音的。那很多习惯于看美国美剧，听美国英语的人就听不懂英式发音了。对吧？
我知道会有的大学宿舍的同学，然后一个宿舍在讨论的时候就会发现，我觉得我英文挺好的，一个同学的另外一个同学说，但是你看我看福尔摩斯的时候，我会听不懂他说什么。
对，不光看英剧，做这个雅思听力也是有问题啊，包括你想在雅思口语中想给考官留下一个比较深刻的印象。那么如果你说英，那你就比其他99个说美英的同学更加的能够让老师留下一个深刻的印象。
Or you can speak Indian English.
啊，那确实。好，那闲话少说，大家肯定等了很久想听周五的这个课。那今天呢还是来讲雅思的英的发音。主要我们今天讲的是辅音的发音。
Oh, you were going to talk about the consonant sounds.
Yeah, the consonant sounds.That we use in British accent.
Ooh, the British accent.
Mm.
Right. It sounds, you know, do I sound better than the last time, the previous episode?
Yeah, your consonant sounds better.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know,
he was correcting my sound. So what was that?
那刚才 Emma 老师说的那句话 better.
Better?
其实这个 t 就是一个辅音。
All right.
我们说这个音标中啊，有好多好多辅音，有这个 t 的 k 的 f u s m n l r 哇等等这些都是辅音。
Wow.
哎
，He's an expert.
Especially in the international phonetic symbols.
Wow.
Yes. 那这些 phonetic symbols， 那因为我们上节课上周五讲过，英式和美式口音之间啊，最大的区别在于他们的这个发力点的不同。那么这个最大的不同点就会带出更多其他的不同，其中之一就是各个辅音不一样。
Actually, here's another, you know, here's another thing I have to repeat. It's like, I've never thought about it before. 我以前总是会听到就是美式发音和英式发音两边的电视剧我都爱得不得了。You know, like Vampire's Diary and, you know, like Sherlock Holmes and, And Grey's Anatomy, everything. I love all these things. But when I listened to the different accents, I just felt, oh, they're different, like from different planets. But I've never thought about, you know, the accent and the specific sounds are different. So I'm all ready to listen to it.
这个辅音到底哪儿不一样呢？要一个个说太累了，因为有20几个辅音。那其实有一个共通点就是英文中英式英语中这个辅音发音的更清晰，发音更清晰，更加清脆，而且呢、
okay.
一般都不浊化。
Oh, so you mean the clarity is different?
For example, duty.
Duty?
Yeah, 那这里有一个辅音叫做 t, do you see the t?
You mean duty, that duty like the task, so...It's on your duty today, that
today,
duty.
Yeah,
okay.
而美式发音呢会读成 duty.
Duty, that's true.
所以一般来说 t 这个发音在所有的单词中能不浊化的就不浊化。当然 study 是个例外。
Right. So you mean in American English we say duty. We try to say it in an all relaxing way.
Yeah.
But in British accent we have to stress that. We have to say...duty
and pronounce it as clearly as possible.
clearly as possible. So you mean I need to say duty?
Yeah.
Oh, with the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
我会突然觉得，就是我练完了英式发音之后，我会突然觉得我的口腔已经可以做一个标准的就是主持人了，因为我知道有的就是学生在学那个主持人专业，然后他们会有好多那个舌尖，然后口腔、嘴唇的练习，我突然会觉得，哎，其实英式发音对于舌尖的要求，the tip of the tongue, I think it's like a professional level. You need to be very sensitive, right?
没错，那说到这个 t 这个发音呢，还有很多，比如说这个 water,
water, yeah,
这是个区别，
yeah,
还有很多。还有这个 party, 一个派对一个聚会啊、我们说 party rather than party.
So let's go for a party.
Party. Let's go for
party.
I remember the old sounds, that's let's go for a party.
Let's go for a party.
对 let's go for a party.
Let's go for a party.
For a.
For a.
Let's go for a party.
Let's go for a party.
That's right. 70% like that.
Oh, interesting. It sounds, you know, it sounds like I need to get the cocktail dress or the evening dress, the very formal one, and go for a party. Oh, I'm expecting that.
好，那刚才我们说到辅音 t 这个发音呢，其实是比较明显的一个区别。那还有一些其他的辅音。虽然听上去好像跟原来没有什么大的区别，但其实还是有那么点微小的感觉，是有一点区别的。我们找一个句子来念一下，让大家感觉英音和美音中这个开头的辅音啊到底有什么区别。
Yeah, let's have a look. Actually, does everybody know Larry? His favorite poet is Percy Shelley. Actually, this is a British poet.And his favorite one, the piece, is The Cloud.、
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
That's right. And next, Emma and I are going to, you know, recite some sentences from this poem.
Oh, that's cool.、
Mm-hmm. I bring fresh showers for the thirsting flowers.
Oh, sounds great.I think if you speak the British accent to recite the poem...it sounds, you know, graceful and really elegant and picturesque.
And here, don't forget today's lesson, focus on the differences that lie between British accent and the American accent. 所以我们今天来看看这个辅音上在这不同单词中啊它的感觉是什么样的。
Yeah, maybe you can read with the British accent once and I read with an American accent a second time.
Okay.
Right?
I bring fresh showers for the thirsting flowers.
I bring fresh showers for the thirsting flowers.
From the seas and the streams, I bear light shade for the leaves when laid.
I bear light shade for the leaves when laid.
In their moonday dreams.
In their moonday dreams.
Okay.
Oh, I can feel there is a big difference. Even mm-hmm. the image in mm-hmm. my mind and thing in your mind is different.
Mm.
It's like maybe you are thinking about the clouds in Britain. I'm thinking about the cloud in the other part of the world.
Which are quite different.
Quite different.
好，那除了 cloud different 呢，刚才我们其实也感受到了不同的单词，因为它发力点的不同，所以它辅音略微有那么一些区别。这里的区别呢，大家一定要通过不停的去听，反复的听才能够听出来。要讲呢，还真是很难讲出来。嗯，我们
I think so. Actually, I can interrupt you for a while.、
Mm-hmm.
You remind me of a professor I met in a college. Actually, he was teaching us the literature, like British literature or American literature, and he mentioned like back to, you know, 100 years ago, we had a lot of, you know, we can say masters in literature from China, like Lin Yutang, like Gu Hongming, like all the famous figures, I think in the history of Chinese and or bilingual literature, right? So actually back to them, their way of learning English was quite different from us right now. So I can give you an example in a Peking University back to them. So it, actually, Gu Hongming was like the professor in a university, and he led the student to read the Shakespeare's, the sonnets. So, you know, the way he led student to read is not to explain the grammar and any, you know, words or stuff. He was like a, reading with a beautiful, beautiful British accent. It's like, just like what you did. And then all the student was so astonished with the beauty. And then he said, oh, it's so beautiful. And then, you know, he closed the book and said, okay, class is over. I leave you as the homework. Not, you know, like reciting them. Just read with the, you know, the appreciation of the beauty. And this is like their way of learning English. They learn from the beauty and they want to suck out all the subtle beauty of the piece.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I felt, you know, now we're learning English with a lot of like grammatical analysis. It's like we're doing the science research. But back to them, they studied English very well, but it's not in that way. So when you were reading that, you know, it really touched me, the reading.
Yeah.
I think I was so beautiful. And I have the pause to read at home myself, like with the British accent a lot of time, and try to taste the delicious beauty of the poetry.
所以语言学家还是艺术家呢。
Right.
我们把语言学好了，所以艺术情操也可以提高。
I think so, because back to them, like 100 or more than that ago, people were learning English with totally different way.
所以今天呢，我们也可以借鉴这些前辈们学习英语的方式，用美妙的语音学好英式发音，然后呢，让你的生活更加精彩。好，闲话少说，那我们刚才一直在说音音中辅音的这个发音怎么弄的啊？接下来呢，再给大家讲讲这个单词中结尾的这个 cherry， 比如说 factory，cherry， 它是两个不同的辅音，
okay.
但是呢，在音音中呢，它喜欢连到一块去读 factory。
Oh, factory。
美音怎么读
？Factory。
对，它把它分开了。如果结尾是 cherry。它是把它读得很清楚的分开，它是作为两个音节来读的，因为音呢我们一直强调它是比较短促有力的，然后呢这个 e 作为结尾的，它要读得短促有力，上节课我们提到，所以呢是 victory
victory
yeah the victory
oh sounds beautiful victory
yeah victory 大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。好，欢迎回来，您现在收听的是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线。今天呢，我和 M 老师一起来探讨雅思口语和听力中这个英式发音的知识点。那今天讲的是英音中的辅音，最后呢给大家讲的还是这个 t， 不过呢不是放在句子中间，而是放在这个开头了哈。比如说这个最简单的介词 to 对吧，那连成一句话 I want to do something、对不对
Oh, this sound actually、in American English we tend to reduce the sound into、it's like a want to we say wanna go to we say gonna
没错没错、
right?
但是呢如果你不省略就是 want to do
want to do it's like to want to do
对没错，接下来呢我们再来操练一下这个辅音，音音中的辅音，哎，它的这个发音要靠前，怎么靠前呢？我们还是以最简单的这个数字一到十 1, 2, 3, to 10 来进行操练，让大家来感受一下，仔细听一下每一个数字开头的这个辅音，到底有什么区别哈？So that's one. One 的时候呢，这个 w 一开始的发音呢，它比较的就是靠前，你一开始啊，嘴唇要撅起来。然后呢，很夸张的，一下子回缩 ，one， 其实跟美音差不多，对吧？但是有那么一点点区别
，one，one，one，
对
，one，right， I think American English the position of the making sound is relatively, you know, it's like in a, I think lower position, right?
嗯，美国发音呢就比较靠后，虽然呢听上去差不多，但是呢发力点不一样，所以呢仔细听的时候有那么一点区别。
Different.
我们来感受一下，我来说英音，艾莫老师来说美音，
right?
大家仔细听一下，
okay.
我们离话筒近一点，好。
Yeah.
That's 英音是 one， 美音是
one。
That's one and
one.
Okay. And next number is two.
Two.
Yeah. That's two and two.
Two.
Yeah. And the third word, three.
Three.
Yeah. You can feel the differences
uh-huh.
here. That's three and
three.
So here. And four.
We say four.
Yeah.
Four.
所以呢大家听起来好像一样，仔细听又不一样。
Mm-hmm.
That's four. You can feel the energy,、
uh-huh.
you know, here is on the tip of your tongue、
okay.
and the front parts of your mouth and your lips.
Yes.
So when you pronounce the number four, it's like four.
So
four.
I would like to say four.
Yeah.
Four.
So for people like Emma who speak English with the American accent,They pronounce these words with the middle and the back part of the tongue and the mouth. And next, five.
I would like to say five.
And I prefer to say five. Five.
Mm.
Pay attention to the energy that you use at the tip of the tongue. And
the beats are a bit different.
The rhythm.
The rhythm. 这个节拍好像也是不一样的。
好。最后呢我们快速来把后面的五个数字来念一下啊。Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Six, six, six. Here, just pay attention to the sound,、
mm-hmm.
the sounds, which is a consonant sound. I put more energy to this sound rather than so that's six, six.
Six.In American English,
that's right.
Relax your lips.
And similarly, seven.
Seven.
And eight. Eight is not an example,
eight.
As it doesn't start with a consonant sound. But here, nine.
Nine, I think it's quite the same, right? Nine.
Nine.
Ah, we say nine.
Nine. Yeah, a little different.
It's like you have a frame in your mouth and you need to make all the sounds, you know, like the framed.
Yes. And the last word, that's ten.
We say ten.
Yeah, but here I pronounce like ten. So the ten sound at the beginning sounds more clear.
Yeah, so we say ten in American English.
And here in British English, we say ten.
Ten.
Yeah.You know, those explosive sounds like t and sound more clear than that of American English. Like tanned, do,、tan, do, something like this.
Yeah, in American English, we tend to vomit these sounds. So we say, you know, water, little, yeah, I've just got a little water in、
yeah.
my bottle.
Yeah. 好，刚才我们练习了那么多，其实呢总是围绕着一个知识点，大家发现没有？就是我们一开始学习的这个发音力的不一样，或者着力点的不一样。
嗯，
英国英语中呢，它的发力点啊，一直是靠前的。不光是你说元音的时候，连说一开始的辅音也是尽量靠前的，尽量让你的这个震动。我们说我们发力啊，是口腔会有个震动。
嗯，
你能感觉这个震动点啊，是在你的口腔前面前半部分，舌头的舌尖。那个地方。
Larry, I have a question for you. So, when you were learning English, how did you practice? Did you look into the mirror every day and practice?
I just counted those numbers, like 1 to 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very simple but effective way.
Wow, 哎，这个是 Larry 的一个独家秘诀，就是当他当年当他还年轻的时候，然后他自己在学习英文的时候，他的方式其实既不是看镜子，然后也不是大段的去模仿，而是把十个数字然后练了很多遍，然后数到哎跟老外去数这十个数字是一样的音的时候，他发现自己已经练就了一身的英式英文
是。不只是十个数字了。
哦、oh, no.
一百个数字。
哦、oh, 一百个。
从一数到一百。
像我这样的懒人怎么办？我一数到十可不可以，老师？
可以可以，因为数字中啊包括不同的这个音节、不同的这个辅音和元音，而英文中英式英语的最大区别在于你发力点的不同。你想不到，因为你平时练的时候你很难想到其他的单词，所以呢数字一到十大家都背得出来，用这些数字来练习的话比较方便一些。
I think so, because with this limited materials, you just practice it twice and third times and 100 times. And then those things are so embedded in your mind, embedded in your mind. And then when you think of or when you just speak with these sounds, you just naturally speak the British accent.
没错。
I think this is probably really effective and a good way, great way.
那今天呢我们学习了英式发音中辅音的内容还不够。
我还想分享一个秘诀，我突然发现这两天跟 Larry 在一起然后工作的时候，你会发现哎，当我离开了他之后我开始说英式英文了。所以另外一个秘诀就是找到一个能说英式英文的人，
没错，
然后哎 have a conversation with him。
没错，因为语言学家已经发现了，当你和另一个人待在一起的时候，每个人都会不自主的去模仿另一个人。
Subconsciously imitate their accent or behavior.
没错，没错，所以多听多练是一个方法。那今天呢，我们讲了英式发音中的辅音，还没有学习完，因为呢这还不够。下周五希望大家能够再次收听我们的节目，我们会把其他的知识点告诉大家。只有掌握好下周五的节目的内容，你才算真正掌握英式发音的诀窍。那我们下周节目再见。
See you next Friday.
最后呢，再告诉大家我们的这个 QQ 群的号码是90127292，欢迎您的加入，我们下周节目再见。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
Other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're all as lonely as we wanted to be, just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me, it's only true.Nobody never told me not to do. So I'll keep people watching. Watch me now, finding my way back to you. But we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. I'm just you. You're just me. It's only true.So many feet going so many ways, people passing by, they got nothing to say. On our own, just watching and confused. But if nobody told me what.
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on